Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Friday, the 19th of June, here on Share Talk. Starting off with All Active, which was first highlighted somewhere around here, but obviously that was a long time ago, and the story has moved on. We've got a rising trend channel here from the beginning of March. The floor of the channel currently level with the 20-day moving average at 2.17 pence. Ideally, there's no break back below the early June resistance area around 2.4 pence ahead of a meeting with that March resistance line at 3.5 pence, hopefully over the next few weeks. Next contender is one which I waited on looking at, which probably wasn't a great idea, but here we've got the actual experience daily chart, and beautiful turnaround there. We had the initial spike there. That's now become that 50 pence has now become a new support. There's also support, I suppose, from the beginning of February at 52 pence. But at least while we're above the 52 pence area, looking for a best case scenario target at the top of a rising December trend channel at £1.40. A weekly close above the 200-day moving average today would obviously seal the bull argument just that little bit more tightly. Next stock on the list is Sion Kanovich. Do remember covering quite recently, one of the strongest looking charts around, given the way that we've got this gap that we had through the 200-day moving average beginning of the month. Bit of jiggery pokery testing the 200-day line at 2.79 pence as new support, but current situation, we've broken out through 3.5 pence initial June resistance, and while we're above that, looking for a best case scenario target over the next couple of months as high as 9 pence at the top of that rising trend channel from July last year. I think in the near term, any dips towards that 3.5 pence zone would be regarded as opportunities to go long on a technical basis, at least. Next situation is one that I don't think I've covered here of late, which is a stock which is a bit of a shame, really, given the way that the stock has flown higher over the last few days. But we had the breakout for Invinity Energy over the course of this week, breaking that old May resistance at £1.10. While we're above that, looking for at least an initial target up to £1.80, which is the top of that rising trend channel from April, and a best case scenario target as high as £2.40, which is the May resistance line projection. So above £1.10, everything could happen quite quickly for Invinity Energy on a technical basis as well. On to stock which I'm happy to see is doing well, because potash stocks haven't done that well, I think, on the stock market. Not as well as maybe their fans have wanted them to do, but a good breakout here for Core Potash at the moment. It looks like we're going to get a nice end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 1.06 pence. And above that, we're looking for a big target here in percentage terms up to the top of that rising February trend channel at 2.4 pence. This stage only really back below that old April peak around the 0.97 pence area would really upset the bull argument. A new name in the near term for the Bulletin Board Heroes is Maestrano. Here we've had a good break of a triangle formation from the beginning of the year, gapped higher through that resistance line and through 220. And really, while we're above that and looking towards the top of a rising trend channel as high as 5 pence over the next month or so. Ideally, there's no break back below 2.5 pence ahead of that particular target. That 2.5 pence was the old April peak for Maestrano shares. Nice to see Providence Resources. Long recovery from March, but it looks like the fund might just start now with the break of the 200-day moving average at 3.2 pence. End-of-day close or weekly close above the January resistance line at 3.5 pence could be the trigger for a top of November price channel target as high as 8p over the next month or two. It's good the way that we've got this sort of congestion around either side of the 200-day line. That could then, when the logjam breaks, deliver quite a sharp move, maybe echoing what we saw in January from around 2.5 to 5p at that time. New situation again, as far as potential bullish spike is Codrise Fuels. We've broken above the late March peak at 2p, and really end of day or end of week close above that could be at least giving the bulls a target at 2.75p, which is the 200-day moving average at the moment. But otherwise, after that, we could get a top of broadening triangle target from September as high as 5.25p over the next 2 to 3 months on that particular situation. So looking quite encouraging after that neckline break. On to another bullish contender. Here we have Supply. SYME is the ticker here, and interesting that it looks as though the shares are in a falling wedge. The falling wedge would be broken and trigger a decent recovery signal on a an end of day or end of week close back above that April resistance line, currently around 0.18p, so 0.18p level to beat. The big plus though on the daily chart, and there's not actually that much to go on obviously given the way the price action has been over the last couple of months, is the way that we've got a very bullish divergence trace in the RSI window. So we had lower prices going in from May down to the end of June where we are now, but a higher RSI trace. So that does suggest, that bullish divergence does suggest that the consolidation, when it is finished, will break quite sharply to the upside and give us a 0.5p target as a best case scenario. On to Tomco next, which has had, I think has given its fans a bit of a white knuckle ride over the last 24, 48 hours. Things seem to be have been resolved after suspension and this and that and everything else on the positive side, especially with the break of the initial June resistance at 0.8p. Probably on a technical basis and technical basis alone, you'd suggest that the shares could still make further progress while they're above the 200-day moving average of 0.88, giving the bulls a best-case scenario target there at the October resistance line projection up to 2.3p. But that is purely a technical call. Stock could be suspended or unsuspended or go anywhere, obviously on a fundamental basis in the near term. Stock of the day in terms of RNSs is concerned, and good news, let's say, is Tiziana. Here we've broken back above the 20-day moving average at 97p, broken that line of resistance from the beginning of the month at the same level as well. So above 97, finally, we may see the top of March channel target as high as £1.40, let's say, by the end of next month. Interesting that even with all the positive development so far, this stock has not galloped. It's just trotted along within the rising channel that we've had in place since the early part of March. Finishing off with a stock which, like Cat and I and one or two other stocks, I think Powerhouse tends to trigger a shorting article after coverage here. But let's see how we go with Tern today. Bear trap below the 200-day moving average at 8.9p, so that's a positive. And also, if we have an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 9.8p, that would be another buy signal in its own right. End-of-day closes above rising 50-day lines tend to be pretty decent signals for the bulls. If you're cautious on the stock, which some may still be, we've got a falling trend line there from the end of April at 11p, and an end of day close above 11p now would be the trigger to a possible follow-on move up towards the top of the rising December trend channel at 18p. But admittedly, there's been a lot of jiggery pokery here in this situation as well, so messy price action. So maybe in this case it is the break of the 11p level which may be the most reliable signal for the longs at this stage. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.